This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, June 20th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. GOP takes on NEPA rule, NPPC, future of ag at stake, and who's number one in farm-to-consumer sales? GOP tries again to nullify Biden regs, this time targeting NEPA. Dozens of groups representing agribusiness and other major business sectors are endorsing a congressional effort to overturn the new National Environmental Policy Act regulations. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, now an independent, along with Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan and Louisiana House Republican Garrett Graves, have introduced a Congressional Review Act resolution that to block implementation of a rule issued by the Council on Environmental Quality. Manchin and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, another independent from Arizona, are the only non-Republicans in either chamber to back the resolution, which President Biden would likely veto if it got to his desk. As of Wednesday afternoon, the Senate resolution had 15 co-sponsors. The House resolution had 12. Okay. The Agricultural Retailers Association, the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and Public Lands Council are among the trade groups backing the measure. Republicans and industry groups say the Phase 2 permitting reform rule from the Biden administration will make it more difficult to gain environmental approval for their projects. Keep in mind, Biden has vetoed all 11 of the CRA resolutions he's seen so far. According to the Conservative American Action Forum, none of the vetoes have been overturned. NPPC Chief, Farm Bill Provision Protects Future of Agriculture. The CEO of the National Pork Producers Council says all of agriculture would benefit from a farm bill provision that would prevent states from regulating the production of food animals produced in other states. California's Prop 12, which sets housing standards for laying hens and sows, is, quote, a monumental problem that all of agriculture has to acknowledge and address. That Brian Humphreys in an interview with AgriPulse Lydia Johnson. The provision is included in the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill, as well as the framework put forward by top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas. Humphrey said the language would, quote, provide clarity and consistency that we're not going to end up with a patchwork across 50 different states of 50 different regulations. He said the provision is about protecting the future of agriculture. When asked about the potential for an amendment stripping the Prop 12 provision, Humphrey said he believes common sense will prevail. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA, EPA brought in on Columbia River Basin effort. The Biden administration is launching an interagency task force to coordinate federal efforts to restore native fish populations and advance renewable energy in the Columbia River Basin. EPA, USDA, and the Army Corps of Engineers all will be represented on the Columbia River Task Force, which will be led by the Interior and Energy Departments and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. A new report from Interior details how hydroelectric dams have deprived tribal members of the ability to exercise traditional ways of life. Why it matters? Well, the federal government reached an agreement in a long-running litigation at the end of last year that commits federal agencies to, quote, fish restoration efforts and tribal clean energy projects, implement changes to federal hydropower operations, and look at how to offset the transportation, recreation, and irrigation impacts resulting from the potential removal of four dams on the Lower Snake River, AgriPulse Noah Wicks reported in December. Shippers are criticizing the report and the administration's approach. Our concerns with the Biden administration's actions are their excessive lack of transparency and the failure to account for all interest affected by this complex issue. That says Neil Manu, executive director of the Pacific Northwest Waterways Association and Inland Ports and Navigation Group. Dollar Tree warned over recall response. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning letter to Dollar Tree for failing to adequately remove recalled apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches from shelves last fall. On October 29th, Wanabana USA voluntarily recalled the pouches following reports of elevated lead and chromium. Other grocery store brands of the product were also recalled. During the recall audit checks, inspectors found Dollar Tree stores had continued to have the recall product on shelves through December 19th. FDA detailed numerous attempts to discuss and address the ineffectiveness of the recall response. The warning letter notifies Dollar Tree of the FDA's concerns and allows the company to address them. By the numbers, California districts lead in farm-to-consumer sales. The latest ag census from USDA ranks congressional districts by value of food that farmers sell directly to consumers, and California districts occupy the top two spots. California's 4th district, represented by Democrat Mike Thompson, tops the list with $421 million in sales in 2022. Thompson's wine-growing district includes Napa County. California's 2nd District, a section of the North Coast represented by Democrat Jared Huffman, comes in second with $133 million. There's a couple of Republicans in the top 10, New York's Nick LaLota, who represents a part of Long Island, and Texas Chip Roy, whose district includes part of Austin and San Antonio. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 20th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.